Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah.
our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the stage.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May God blessings flow. May God peace cover us. May God always be at your best, dude. You know, you ever been in the bed and laying there and God wakes you up and he come give you a portion of his love? I thank God always for everything. I thank him for his ups and his downs. I thank him for pursuing some things in our life that we sometimes don't really understand. Because it's by his grace, it's by his mercy, it's by his love that he has for the church. You know, he has a love for his church so much that it takes a special, special thing to serve God. You know, I'm learning in life that God has a special thing for his leaders that he has to have for him to lead. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank him for the times that when people can take a time off. You know, people can move around. You know, they can do a lot of things. But I'm glad he don't give up on us. I'm glad that he look at us through a way that we can come into the house of God. And then he'll allow us to be in his presence. And while he's there, he'll allow us to make a choice, a conscious choice, to live and serve him. You know, I know this from the bottom of my heart that the race is not given to the strong or the swift. It's given on to the ones who can endure to the end. There's going to be some days you don't think it's the end, but it's really not. You know, there's going to be some time that I'm learning. I told you, the man told me something a long time ago. He said, don't let nobody spear your fire. He told me, don't let him build it. He told me.
Right.
He said, because those will leave you out there by yourself. You know, so he said, don't let nobody build it. And I can truly believe I let somebody build my fire. And I felt from the deep of my heart left out. But I'm telling you this, if it's God's grace and his mercy, I ain't got to worry about that anymore. Because I just the Lord while he's near. Seek him right there, because I just really believe that we make a lot of things, promises out of our mouth to the Lord, but God knows the heart. You know, he's the only one who can take the heart of a man, and man can do all he wants to fool people, but God will expose it. All you got to do is sit back and watch the salvation of God. He will expose the foolishness of man's mind and heart. You know, there's a word in Proverbs helping me all the time, and every time I get to a point in my life and I have to go back and I read it just for weary's sake. You know, I don't read it but trying to glorify nothing in it, but this it stuck with me. And I really love how he gave it a long time ago. He told me, he said, reprove not a scorn, lest he hate thee. He said, rebuke a wise man and he shall love thee. He said, give instruction to the wise man, and he will be yet wiser. And these are the things that people don't like to hear. He said, teach. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A just man, and he would increase in learning. Fear the Lord.
Yeah.
What? Watch this here. I'm going to back up because I to make sure I got that. He said, reprove a scornful, lest he hate thee. He said, rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Let me do it one more time here. He said, reprove not a scornful, let he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man. That's what the book says. Teach a just man. And he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, in the knowledge of the holy understanding. For by me, that was it, the days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. O Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come to the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for what you have bestowed on the church today, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the last night laying and this morning rising, knowing if it had not been for you, Father God, we wouldn't be here, Lord. Lord, we ask you to blot out all our sins, Lord. Lord, any transgression that we did towards you or others, Lord. Lord, forgive us that we don't know and we do know. We just ask you to blot it out, yes, Lord, if we come before thy altar, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, how you show clearly how well the church is supposed to go, Lord. Lord, as many called, Lord, but a few chosen, Lord. We ask you, Father, yes, God, to bless us this morning, Lord, to do your will, Lord, and not our own will, but thy will, Lord. Lord, take the word, Lord, has been bred, Lord. Let it be, Father God, that be nourishment, Lord, that someone can eat off of it, Lord. Someone can go and say, thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the instruction. Not take it into tactic mode, Lord, but I take it into receiving of your Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, move, Lord, in your word, Lord. And we thank you for your word, Lord. We believe at the time the word was wrote, this man was the wisest man at that time, Solomon. Lord, we just thank you for the knowledge that you gave him and about to give. Thank you for the treasure of the heart. We ask you to search us right now, Lord. Move any foolish thinking right now, Lord, and move in our heart, Lord, that it ever lift thee up, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your ever presence. Thank you, Father God, for the ones who have tried to come out and listen. Thank you for the ones who do actually pray for us, Lord. Keep us lifted, yes, up, Lord, with you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We're not here for no sacrifice and fall, Lord, not to be competitive, Lord, but not to lift up your blood, Lord. Lift your blood up, Lord. Moving in division, Lord, in minds and heart, Lord. Moving in the craftiness of the devil when he tries to sleep you on the end, Lord. We ask you, Father God, help us, Lord, to see. Help us see, Lord. Help us see you.
Yes, Lord.
And we submit unto your true obedience, Lord. Your true obedience move us out the way, Lord. Your true obedience help us look at things a little better. So thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The word from Proverbs that I just read. I want to say this, it won't be long, but to just tell you, you know, to be obedient. You know, a lot of folks being, they've been on the side of God, you know, and they know the word, and some don't, and some do, and they take advantage of people with both sides of it. You know, they pray on both sides of it. They pray because you say, you put me in a situation that I can't handle, or they prayed and said, you don't know me, I know more than you. They prayed and said, oh, you think you're holy, then thou. The instruction God gives to someone is not to tear you down all the way. It's tear what's inside of you, not of him. The instruction that we try to preach and teach to you as a wise man can get wiser. So that means that person has some kind of knowledge. But when he gets more knowledge, see, some people in life think they really got it all, you know. They think nobody can't teach them, you know. They had a point, they can't be taught, or be preached at, because they got it all, man. You know, you can say four words out of script, they took it and run with it. But I'm not looking for someone who can recite it right there. I'm looking for someone who want to live holy. You know, I want somebody to live above approach. Hear the word of God. I never want to be in God's service and then it says it's not for me. I want to be in God's service and say, Lord, whatever the message is, Lord, help me to understand, Lord. Lord, help me see it in another way. See, true obedience, what the scripture said. But he said, you'd rather be blessed or they that hear the word of God and keep it. That's Luke 11 and 28. Let me read that for Eric. But he said, you rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. That's what we're trying to get to. That's why when you hear, when he said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. They tell you about the fear of it. People quote that. They can do it in their sleep sometimes. But they never tell you about the latter part of that scripture. And he said the knowledge of the holy understanding. He said, for if you do this by doing it, your days shall be multiplied, and your year of life shall increase. That's what I'm trying to tell you when you hear someone helping you. If you don't know where it's at, Proverbs 9, and beginning at verse 8, all the way to 12, you don't know where I was at. But I want you to know when you're obedient, when you got true obedience, you don't just hear it. You try to live what you hear, the word of God for real. And you try to put in your it's a time out for people messing with preachers and teachers, messing with people in motion, and tell them what the Bible said again in Luke 20, 11 and 28. It said, but he said, ye rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. I'm gonna put that on your mind, because a lot of people are doing a lot of hearing, but they're not applying. A lot of people know how to preach it, but not applying. A lot of people know how to teach it, but not apply it. The word of God said, take this instruction. Take this instruction and be obedient to it. Obey the word of God. Now, I know it's a process. We learn, we talk, we stir this thing up. I know it's a process. But I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, God's going to search us. We can't fool God. We're trying our best to be so crafty. I'm talking about people of God. Trying to fool themselves, think they can serve God and still straddle that fence. You can't straddle a fence when you know the word. It convicts you to do God's will. Man, we can put out so many and prayer when I say this here. Nobody will misunderstand. We can sit here and sing and preach till we come to the car come. It has to be in your heart. It has to be in your heart so much that foolishness will get out of your way. Well, I mean vanity. That's a word. It's meaninglessly that when vanity, meaningless things come in your life, man, you cause yourself to find some other energy, and you don't want that negativity. So you try to, but God allow a little rain to come. God allow a little trials to come. God allow a little truth, because we as people need correcting. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't care what we have. We need correcting, because we don't know it all.
Right.
If it was so, why? Would there be no need for Jesus Christ? I don't care how many scriptures we can quote. You know, let me do one more. Though. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Romans 2 and 13. Let me read it again for hearing. He said, for not the hearer of the law are justified before God, but the doers of the law should be justified. Somebody said, well, you know, that's why I play with them. I ain't this, I ain't that. I could do what I want to. You mean when I get up? Be careful. Be careful. Because once you get the knowledge, once you get a word taught to you, some of you like to get hollered at. Somebody get the hooping at you and hollering at you. Once you get all of that there in the tickle of your fancy, it don't get in the heart. If it don't get in a man's heart, I know the law is there. I know it's transgression there. But the hope is in through Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, Jesus is my hope, Eric. So that means I can really do what I want to. No, Paul said, God forbid that you live long longer than sin. Who should live in sin and should be dead? See, the old man should be dead. If you feel that old man picking up and doing you should ask God for strength. I know we need it. All of us need it. That's why we come to the word when he say, when you give instruction. When a man give instruction, a wise man give instruction, he will be yet wiser. You know, and I like that word. And it said teach. It said teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Man, that's some powerful things you can take with you, sisters and brothers. You can take that all the way home with you. You can really take that and receive help. Don't never cut off help. I don't care how long we've been in here or where you started. We all need help. What's wrong with obedience? What's wrong with listening to someone? I call it process eliminated, right? What do you mean by that? I could be listening to somebody if it don't fit for me. I've been prayed about it. It don't bother me. I don't try to put a rebuttal to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't try to move to try to make it correct because God got it, man. He said, do not separate the wheat from the tares. If I understand that scripture a little better, it means let them go together. He said, because in the last day I will separate. We're so busy trying to pick and choose who this and that. Man, God said, quit doing that. Allow them to do what they do. Because you'd be surprised. Maybe you might not be saved all the way. Maybe you. I don't know how they can do that. But maybe you have some issues that you said you still like to play a little bit. But let me tell you this here. Playing time going to come over just for a little while. You know what I'm talking about? It's going to run out. There's some things you're going to wish you should have done. Because when God lets you see yourself, have God ever let you see yourself? Have you ever point out something to you and it convicts you and say, Lord, I'm sorry. You could be sitting right beside somebody thinking some way, and God says, why are you thinking like that? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You could be listening to me right now and say, where is he going? But because sometimes we try to look too deep in the message. The word of God is real, you know. And I'm still doing what that old true obedience. Look what Matthew said in 7. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Well, here we go, y'all. and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew it. And beat up on the house, and it fell not. But look what it said, for who was founded upon a rock. This is what the ministry has to be built on. It has to build on a rock. And it ain't because of what you're hearing the voice. I mean, it's the words that we use. That's why when he said, teach them the commandments I give you, he didn't tell them to teach us, man. He didn't tell us to go out and be a motivational speaker. Teach them the word of God. When you teach them the word of God, and sometimes when you're hearing the word of God, it causes you to get in and to read with them. And when you read with them, it causes you to look at a thing to your perspective. Now, if you don't understand the scripture, pray and ask God for understanding. God will give you that understanding. I know he will. But then also, he wants us to do scripture, said that if you need to get somewhere, I'm going to do it like this, I can rephrase it. You can get somewhere where they're teaching and preaching God's word without compromising. Looking at your heart and not your face. Looking at your heart and salvation. Looking at your spiritual man so it can build. Now, you might feel like you're getting tore down, but brothers and sisters, you are really getting built up because if that person is preaching and teaching right, he is really directing you back to God. He's not trying to hurt you. He's not. And I know this ain't no everyday sermon for nobody. I know this ain't no, because you're trying to tell somebody how to live right. When you're trying to tell people how to live right, they don't want to hear that. They want to tell me how I can get rich. Tell me how to love. And that's some good thing about the love. But let me tell you something. You need to know why you love somebody. Who in you why you love somebody. Because love can look past faults. Love can look past trials, you know what I'm talking about? So when you get instructions, say, well, have you considered God in this? Can you find yourself to make peace with people? Can you find yourself, I'm one of the ones been trialing a little bit, you know what I'm talking about, in the fire, to find out, do I practice what I preach? Yeah. When the adversary comes, I can tell you, I could be slick. Or the Bible says you could be angry, but see it not. I could be slick with you, right? Yeah, that's really true. But you know what I'm talking about when you're angry. Oh, help me, Jose. You know when you get so frustrated and you want to do bodily harm? Nah, the adversary didn't got in now. The devil done got in that detail now. It ain't that what you know and you forgot. It's what he's trying to get you to trick yourself. And anytime you're in a mess of doing something and you find yourself finna go the wrong way, sometimes it happened after the fact. And you have to say, how did I get here? Where was it that I got here? If I will build my house on a foundation that I know it won't fall when I lean on it more, you know what I'm saying? When you put more weight on it and it don't fall, you know what I'm talking about? This is how a man, when he built a house, you know, it used to be a time they didn't have slabs, you know what I'm talking about? You know, they had prayer beams on them houses, you know. You know, you ever been around them houses, you could walk up on it, you know. You've been on some house, you can crawl on it, you know. Now they got slabs, they built a slab down there. You can't get under the house, right? You can turn some things down and look at the plumbing, but you had to go through the concrete to get to it. When there was a time they had prayer beams, they'd be a prayer beam in the house, but they see that wasn't a good route because you see how they're separating from each other because how they, when the ground settled, you know what I'm talking about. That's why they try to make sure they sit on slabs so it won't separate, it won't crack the windows and the doors won't be cracking and it won't be shutting and shutting. So if you put it on the right foundation, this won't have. So with Jesus, if you put your heart and your life in Jesus' hand, if you put it on that foundation, he is a rock. I mean, he is a solid rock. And this solid rock is here. He is like that four corner of a wall, right? He is the corner at that wall that he puts our hand and God's hands together. You know, he understands obedience because he did it unto death. He went all the way with it. And one while he told them on the cross while he was hanging there, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, when you tell somebody like that, it's not really close in the law, don't know the word, that sounds foolish. It really sounds foolish because now you get played, you know what I'm talking about? But I've learned something, man. I've learned something. And that's when someone say they have a problem with somebody, I don't know the person, say, man, I can't stand that person. I can't do this. I just can't do. See, I don't want nobody to have my mind precept to their mind because it gave me a chance to process things. You know, God learned me that when sitting in that penitentiary to look at things, I don't rush out to do things like I used to. I used to just rush out there and do things, but now they cause being pure to me. You take a matter in a situation and you examine all cause, what can happen behind this thing. So when I get the instruction, you understand? When I fear the Lord and I understand it begins of the knowledge and wisdom of God, it tells me that if I under that, it prolongs my days. You know what I'm talking about? That's what the scripture said. It prolongs my years. You know what I'm talking about? And then once I do that, I find myself, he said, then you find yourself being wiser. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, why I say that? Because we live in the time that it's easy, very easy to mess up in life. It's really easy. It's kind of hard for someone praying never really just mess up when you got your freedom taken from you. Until you got your freedom taken from you, a lot of stuff you react to, you aren't acting so careless with it because you know that when they lock that door, hey, you in there. You don't care how mad you get, but I've been putting them calendars down and messing up. You'll say, man, I don't know what I'm thinking, but I know better. You know what I'm talking about? But we don't act, we act later on that. But that's why I say obedience. Listen to the situation and allow God to help you. Everybody learn different. Everybody can comprehend a little different. Some might not never get to go that route. But I'm trying to tell you today, when you hear God's voice, when you hear his voice, harden out your heart. I thank God for Proverbs. I thank him for how Solomon was writing these Proverbs. It fits right there in 2022. It was written way before 2,000 years ago. you know, and it's still helping us right today. That's why we can use the word. Let someone, when someone trying to help you, take that. The proverb that he gave, I thank him for the three scriptures he presented today. And I just know if it's anything to say and to give, I just thank him for his Holy Ghost. I thank him for the instruction of the word. I think he give us a time to grow in the word. I thank him for how he ministered unto us and show him his will and not our will. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank him for peace. I thank him for all things. For greater he is in us is in the world. So we don't have to sit back and try to fight and battle with that. You know, I tell you, if nobody told you today that God don't love you, I just did. May God bless you in the doing of his Holy Spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for the words that went up, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to search your people's heart, Lord. The ones who came out, the ones to hear, the ones who wanted to pray with us, Lord. We pray for the sick and the shut in, the people we do know and we don't know, Lord. Lord, so we come with our humble submission, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for the word of God, Lord. Thank you for the correction and the reproof that you give us, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, let it manifest in our heart, Lord, that when we do things, we thank it through you first, Lord. Thank you for your strength that you give, Lord. Thank you for the word, Lord. If anything was said, was misunderstood, Lord, we ask you to bless it, Lord, and cover it, Lord. And we always ask you to be with us, Lord, in these trying times, Lord. Lord, I ask you, I pray for Gregory Tarford, Pastor Gregory Tarford, and his whole entire family, Lord. The strength, Lord. They may not see their pastor anymore. They're not going to see their husband, their father anymore, uncle, brother anymore, Lord. But, Lord, you know, as long as he was preaching, he put it in their heart, this day might come, Lord. So trust that family, Lord. Even the family we don't even know, Father God, is going through the same thing as grieving right now. Let us give strength to them family, Lord. Lord, we give thanks for granted, Lord. Life is very short sometimes, and sometimes it can be lengthy, Lord. But what have you do? Just give strength to them family, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.